Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button like it's your Alabama cousin to help this video reach a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, George, oh my, Takai, says that people are upset at Joe Biden for higher prices. But instead of being mad with him, they need to be furious at corporate goons who raise those prices to rake in record profits. What a moron. It's money printing, Captain Sulu. Of course, they're raking in record profits when you don't adjust for inflation. Friedrich von Hayek says at best that if socialists understood economics, they wouldn't be socialists. Up next, look at the crazy way that Taylor Swift holds a pencil. It's kind of like she's trying to write something with only one chopstick or something like that. I wonder if that's also how she held the pen full of blood when she signed her contract with the devil. I knew a guy that broke some of his fingers and had to write like this for a while. She might as well hold a pen like a hammer. Number three, a room is completely engulfed in flames and you can only save one of them. Obviously, we'd all save the bear. But if I could save two of them, I would still opt for the bear and then just walk away from the entire mess. Then again, maybe I'll feed the three of them to the bear first before rescuing it. Then it's less likely to try and eat me because it's already been well fed. Then again, I'll probably have to give it some Pepto-Bismol because you know that these three will give it indigestion. Moving on, cancel culture was created because the left cannot win in a free market of ideas. But that's not exactly right, because when the right gets into power, it has its own cancel culture. And then the left stands up for freedom only until they get power, and then they also clamp down on it. The best ideas are used by the political underdogs to secure power, and then once their leadership is secure, they implement their very own version of cancel culture. The right and the left hate me equally, and both want to cancel me. Number five, remember guys, the devil doesn't come in with a red cape and horns. She comes in as everything you want her to be. At first, she's quite nice and somewhat happy and doesn't complain. But over time, she slowly changes from the apple of your eye to a fat woman that eats nothing but pies. Unless they're your cream pies, then she stays the hell away from those. Up next, in case you missed it, women on Bumble no longer have to make the first move. Women say that making the first move is a lot harder and a burden. I guess they prefer that men do all the work and handle all the burdens. Wow, color me shocked. Who would have thought that women actually like gender roles despite feminism telling them they don't? Looks like women waged a war against their own female nature and lost. It's just like Tinder now, and Tinder is already failing, as many young people move to Hinge. Number 7, Jeremy at the Quartering says that Pearl Davis is hooking now, because you have to spend $500 for 30 minutes with her. She's been demonetized and trying to survive as a content maker. It makes me wonder what sorts of things the Quartering might have to do for money at a local truck stop if his YouTube ads were shut down permanently and suddenly. Then again, he's already got lots of money, and he'd probably either retire or shill his coffee some more. Moving on, do you find this 42-year-old woman attractive? She's wildly successful and child-free. I don't, because I find her forehead a little too large, and you could actually land an airplane on that noggin. Plus, let's not forget those wonderful crazy eyes. Also, I can smell the SSRI medication, boxed wine, and cats simply from looking at this picture. Number 9, this is the future of work for many women. Becoming surrogates and earning $60,000 a year plus to carry the babies for other people. This ad is in the United States, and now the Law Commission in the UK is also recommending advertising open up for surrogate mothers. The left needs to recruit and can't reproduce. Well, that looks like it's changing. With collapsing fertility rates, this will be one of the ways that the human race saves itself from extinction. This business is also women-owned, which means it'll never get shut down, because it'll hurt women financially. Up next, women say they want a man and not a kid, and in the end, they end up with a kid and no man. When a man gets divorced or has a bad relationship outcome, women tell him, well, if only you had picked a better woman, then that never would have happened to you. Meanwhile, if you tell them that, they'll lose their minds, because it's projection, they always seem to pick the wrong man. I think the 4B movement will fix this. Women will get neither kids nor men. Number 11, Canada will imprison anyone who has posted hate speech online using Bill C-63. This is pure insanity. Have your foreign citizenship and passport ready in case this ends up becoming the law. Trudeau only has another year and a bit in office to pass this, and hopefully it doesn't go through. But you know, when it comes to hate speech, they will let this blackface violation by Trudeau slide. Moving on, are women like this trying to get ahead of any potential authoritarian revolution backlash against the woke? Or is it just her grift to try and land some conservative chat? You be the judge. Here's an actual picture of me identifying the big red flag on this girl. Number 13, there you are happy with your 3.5% raise. Meanwhile, the official inflation rate is 6%. Or it was a year ago, but now they say it's 3.8%. But the actual inflation rate for the money supply is 12%. And behind all of that is the collapse of the US dollar. But what's pointing a boomstick at the US dollar is Bitcoin, which is off-screen in the rafters. Staying in fiat is way too risky these days. Buy AI and technology index funds, or Bitcoin. Up next, a woman calls the cops in Germany and tells them a foreigner is assaulting a lady. The cop tells her that she's not allowed to say that. This after a German politician was charged $6,000 for pointing that out from information found on a government report. Here's an infamous graphic that says that Afghans in Germany are 10 times more likely to rape women. Number 15, we have the skinniest Taylor Swift fan in the world, saying that her and Taylor have the same skirt. A skirt? Really? One of these is a skirt and the other is curtains. Either that or she's wearing four skirts all sewed together. But then again, Taylor could actually fit in that fat skirt sideways. The only thing these two have in common is that they're both clowns. Moving on, Olivia says this is what a 21-year-old Joe Biden voter looks like. Okay, but I can't see what the 21-year-old looks like because you ate her. The memes just write themselves these days. And remember, guys, she's at the peak of her beauty. It's all downhill for her, the gorgeous Gorlock lookalike. This headline should actually read, high-calorie humans are voting for Joe Biden. They're so big, their single vote counts as two. Also, young Democrats don't think that these are ladies until they're at least 280 pounds. Number 17, do you agree with Richard Cooper when he says that feminism teaches women to be the boss while also being the victim, to hate masculinity while making women look masculine, and preaching tolerance and diversity while hating men? I think it's all part of SFS, or Schrodinger's feminist syndrome, where women can be both empowered and the victims at the same time. Up next is the Irish group in Eurovision 2024. Looks like Europe is lost. Maybe compared to this, Sharia law wouldn't be so bad. I could get used to wearing those pie hats. The devil worshipper on the left appears to be wearing all the post-it notes from the Dead Like Me TV show. What is this group's talent? Maybe that they all smell bad. Also, I almost didn't recognize them for a moment, but it looks like they got the cast from Zoolander 2 back together again. Number 19, Mark Twain said that most men die at 27, but we just bury them at 72. Imagine if he had said the same about women. Well, for women, it's more like 23 instead of 27. Apparently, Benjamin Franklin wrote this quote instead of Mark Twain. If Twain did say it, he definitely had a strong pimp hand. Moving on, tradcons keep telling men to get married. Their argument is that it benefits society, but in reality only benefits women as well as the people in the divorce business. They also promote marriage because they're usually married and misery loves company. Married men don't earn and produce more because they love their wives. They do so because they fear losing that love. They are slaves to the slit. Number 21, we have a couple the year they met and a year later when they got married. She got so fat she developed deep down syndrome eyes. They both really let themselves go, haven't they? This is what it looks like when you get too comfortable in a relationship. Their jawlines are gone and they can probably barely see each other's genitals anymore. It's incredible the difference an absent jawline makes. It was probably the Indian food. The curry chicken was just too damn good. Up next, a woman with only 9 months left to live asks her husband if she can sleep with an ex just one last time. Even on their deathbeds, they're fiending for a Chad Roan schlong. I hope that Chad can also pay her medical bills while he's at it. If I was bro, I'd divorce her before those bills kicked in. If I was him and I heard my wife say this, I would say that Make-A-Wish Foundation is only designed for children. Looks like it's going to be a long 9 months for her. Number 23, scientists reconstruct the mutilated face of a 1,000-year-old female Viking warrior. I really hope she's okay. Weren't Vikings supposed to be black, though? We was everything in sheets. I'm also really surprised that they haven't claimed that she's trans yet either. I'm curious, how did we find out that she was a warrior simply by looking at her bones? The only thing that really puzzles me is why she looks a lot like Walter White's wife. Moving on, Bumba tells Forrest that if he dies, not to let him vote for Biden. But looks like Bumba doesn't have a choice in the matter. Unfortunately for Bumba, Tom Hanks is also a Biden supporter. I wish this was a joke, but it's not. Sorry guys, this is so scary, there is no punchline. Number 25 and the last one, real socialism and real capitalism have both never been tried. But almost socialism and almost capitalism have. Almost socialism has ended hundreds of millions of people, while almost capitalism has lifted billions out of poverty. Socialism tries to make all of us equal, but humans naturally organize ourselves into hierarchies. Almost capitalism also gave us fat feminists, so almost communism has its weight loss perks. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to YouTube, PayPal, Subscribestar links below for more. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.